2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
For news. This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. The body of a missing 16-year-old has been found this afternoon at Pineview Reservoir. The boy disappeared in the water over the weekend, and KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Weber County search and rescue officials say four teens decided to swim through one section of Pineview Reservoir when they realized it was too far.
When they were on their way back, they began to tire out, and one of them wasn't able to make it back to shore.
Weber County Sheriff's Lieutenant Courtney Ryan says none of them were wearing life jackets, and this is the fourth drowning at the reservoir this year. So he says everyone needs to have a safety plan when they hit the water.
Buddy system, also the flotation device, have somebody watching from shore.
Ryan says the hot temperatures outside and the cold water make muscles cramp quickly, making swimming less safe. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The simplest message from the rescue workers, wear a life jacket when you're out on the water. Today, the Dow suffered its worst single-day loss since October. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the sell-off, the result of investor worries over the rapidly spreading Delta variant.
Fears that this Delta variant of COVID is going to cause more restrictions and slow down the economic recovery. I think, secondly, they were concerned about the pace of inflation and what that means to the Federal Reserve and their stimulus programs.
Art Hogan at National Security says stocks like airlines, cruise ships posted some of the biggest declines. The Dow ended down by 2%. As jumps in the price of some food items started to rattle consumers, President Biden is saying that key parts of his domestic agenda will raise wages without raising prices.
That won't increase inflation. It will take the pressure off of inflation.
The president adding that no serious economist is suggesting that there is unchecked inflation on the way. A grand jury has returned an indictment charging four Chinese nationals with hacking into the computer systems of dozens of companies, universities, government entities in the U.S. between 2011 and 2018. Acting U.S. Attorney Randy Grossman making the announcement.
This case is about a cyber hacking and economic espionage campaign led by the government of China.
The Biden administration also linking the Chinese government to a massive cyber attack of a Microsoft email exchange that impacted thousands of computers around the world earlier this year. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A little confusion over kids and masks this fall. The CDC says children under 12 should wear masks, and those over 12 still unvaccinated should also wear masks. But the nation's top group of pediatricians, the American Academy of Pediatrics, wants all kids in masks this fall. Now, in Utah, that won't be happening. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Utah recently passed a law saying school districts cannot require masks. Of course, you can choose to wear them, but no K-12 or the state's public colleges and universities can require them. The AAP, though, today saying that all children over 2 should be wearing masks regardless of vaccination status because much of that student population won't be vaccinated, and it's hard to tell who is and who isn't as new variants emerge. This influential group of medical experts is taking their guidance a step further than the CDC, who says kids and teachers who are vaccinated can go maskless in school. Lindsay Garrett's KSL News Radio.
So where does the White House stand?
The president's going to rely on the recommendations of the CDC, and also local school districts will make their own decisions based on the publicly available health guidelines. That's always how it's worked, and I think it will continue to work that way moving forward.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying it's a question to be answered locally, not by Washington. Just outside of Tucson, school is back in session already, and they're not requiring masks. Diane Vargo is Vail Elementary School's principal. She says getting rid of masks is a big deal.
Seeing the kids and seeing their faces, seeing them smile, seeing their reaction.
Meantime, one doctor in Arizona says masks for all ages should be mandated again.
While we're waiting for Arizonans to get vaccinated,
we have the sixth highest case rate in the country, and they've taken a pretty dramatic week-over-week increase, about 50%.
You Arizona Public Health Director Joe Gerald tells Gatos and Chad the vaccinated should mask up to protect the unvaccinated, especially from the rare breakthrough case.
It's not just vaccine refusal right now. There are still populations and communities that we're having difficulty reaching because of their economic and social circumstances.
California has reimposed mask mandates indoors. Peter Seymour, KTAR News.
In Los Angeles County, they are living with masks, at least indoors. That's a mask mandate for 10 million people. But are they wearing them?
Outside of stores, coffee shops, gyms, and movie theaters, the signs are back up here stating masks are mandatory. This man at a gym working out with a mask on.
Hopefully we can just keep moving forward if everyone wears a mask, and hopefully people keep getting vaccinated and so we can get past this.
But the sheriff here in LA County has already made it clear he won't be enforcing the mask mandate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a new accident in Parley's Canyon, eastbound I-80, about a mile east of Lambs. It's been out of traffic over to the shoulder, but in the valley, you're driving on rain-soaked roads, and it is causing some slowdowns north and southbound I-15. Possible delays between Murray and Lehigh, and then lingering slowdowns northbound I-15 in Davis County, Layton and Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06, a Florida man became the first Capitol rioter to be sentenced to jail today. Details from ABC's chief national correspondent, Terry Moran.
Paul Hodgkins joined the mob that stormed the Capitol, and he made it all the way to the floor of the U.S. Senate. Hodgkins, who brought goggles, glove, and a rope with him, pled guilty to one felony count of obstructing an official proceeding, admitting he was trying to stop the constitutional process of Congress certifying the election. Prosecutors wanted the sentence of 18 months in prison. The defense asked for house arrest. In the end, Judge Moss sentenced Hodgkins to 8 months in prison, 2 years probation.
Nearly 235 people have been charged with the same crime Hodgkins pled guilty to. We're learning this afternoon four officers attacked during the riot are going to testify at the first January 6th committee hearing next week. That first hearing will be held July 27th. The Biden administration will begin the first evacuations of Afghans and their families who aided the U.S. military in diplomatic missions. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says they'll be given temporary housing at Fort Lee once they land here.
These people and their families are in the very final stages of the SIV process, so there's just not a need for them to be on a military installation for long before they'll work through the resettlement process. So just a few days.
Kirby says the families have passed the rigorous screening and verification process from the U.S. Embassy. Heads up if you live near the Utah National Guard base in Draper starting tomorrow. 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, they're going to be doing some demolition training. It means you might hear some big booms if you live nearby. The weather could delay the training, but if you hear the booms, now you know. KSL News Time 5:08. Time now for my minute of news. And we're brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
You'll either appreciate that we're evolving, or you'll cry that political correctness is ruining everything. That guy, he's a professional dunk tank clown.
Oh, wow. Or are you doing bullet for cheeseburgers?
Every summer, they hopscotch to county fair after county fair hurling insults.
Hey, buddy, pretend it's a hot dog. We know you wouldn't miss that.
Night after night, these professionals in face paint sit precariously perched above a tank of lukewarm water. You spend $5 and throw 10 baseballs at a target half the size of a Frisbee. Score a direct hit, and down goes the clown with a satisfying splash.
Oh, be quiet, Steve.
Big problem. Insults aren't cool anymore. There are only a few professional dunk tank clowns left. It's becoming a lost art.
If there's any comedian that I try to emulate while I'm in there, I'd like to think it's Bugs Bunny.
What a dope.
Sounds familiar, right? But the insult clowns go back further than bugs. The New York Times reports the dunk tank sprung from an old carny attraction called the African Dip. A black man, dressed as a jungle savage, was perched above the tank, which was painted to look like a bubbling cauldron. The baseballs were thrown directly at the black man's head. Eventually, that horrible practice ended.
Send in the clowns.
These days, the clowns avoid racial jokes and even weight shaming. But instead of opening their wallets, fairgoers are rolling their eyes. Insults aren't cool anymore. Maybe we're just too politically correct. Maybe we're just decent. And now, these dunk tank clowns are slowly realizing they're washed up.
Maybe next year.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Some of the rain that had come through at the south end of the valley already easing, but not before soaking the roads and slowing down speed. So here's what we have left. Delays southbound I-15 between 4500 and 123rd South. Northbound I-15 still bogged down from the point of the mountain up to 90th South. A little bit of slowing eastbound on the south belt as you're going from Redwood over to the I-15 junction. And an accident still being cleared up 33rd South and West Temple. Michelle?
We have a crash westbound I-80, SR-138 in Grantsville. This is in Tooele County. Now for drivers on SR-36, seeing slowdowns between Lake Point and Mills Junction, again, making your way into Tooele. And I-15 in Utah County still slowing down as you're going between American Fork and Linden. Len?
We're on a pretty good roll heading northbound on I-15 into Davis County past Woods Cross and on to Lagoon. And then slowing that has been in place is shrinking currently, but still bogging from Layton Parkway to SR-193 on the south end of the Air Force Base. And you've got a little bit slowing on some of the surface streets in Clinton just east of I-15. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, courteous, happy, and willing to help with any repair or replacement needs you have. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and here's Kevin Eubank with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, temperatures are going to be in the low 90s with some scattered thunderstorms bubbling up across the Wasatch Front. When one of those thunderstorms opens up, it has the potential to drop our temperatures quick down into the 80s. Generally speaking, we'll be rolling through the evening in the mid-80s and then get down into the 70s for our overnight low. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Yeah, weather's moving through, and Provo is down to 80 degrees, but in Salt Lake, there's a 20-mile-an-hour wind, and we're at 93 degrees. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in-depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, athletes arriving at the Olympic Village in Tokyo have discovered something unusual about their beds. The modular bed frames are made out of cardboard. And as you can hear in this Instagram post from skateboarder Nyjah Houston, they're not getting the best reviews.
All right, it's time to test out this bed here, see what we're working with for the next week of our lives. It's feeling pretty hard.
Now, rumors in the village quickly spread that the beds were aimed at avoiding intimacy among the athletes, but Irish gymnast Rhys McClenahan created a Twitter video to prove that it's not true.
In today's episode of Fake News at the Olympic Games, the beds are meant to be anti-sex. They're made out of cardboard, yes, but apparently they're meant to break at any sudden movements. It's fake. Fake news.
Yes, he was jumping vigorously on that bed to prove it was fake news. The real reason the beds have been made out of cardboard, all 18,000 of them, is that it makes them easy to recycle. The Olympics, as you might imagine, are an environmental nightmare.
You know, you work your whole life to get to the Olympics, and they give you a bed for a homeless. Thank
right.
you, Maria. KSL News Time 5:13 today was quite the kickoff for the Days of 47 rodeo. The governor and first lady led a cattle drive through downtown, and KSL News Radio's Mary Richards was there.
Texas Longhorn cattle with 8-foot horns lumbered casually along west to the State Fair Park. Helping guide them along were horsemen and Spencer and Abby Cox, and they come from ranching and farming backgrounds.
Yeah, we were going over the viaduct, and you're just looking out over the city, and you've got these beautiful longhorns, and it just felt surreal. It was incredible.
They both say they are glad the rodeo is back and the Days of 47 events and that feeling of community.
It feels like the people around you, doesn't matter what they believe or think. It's that community feel where you come together again, which is, I think, really important.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, lions and tigers and bears may soon join the ranks of those vaccinated against COVID, at least in Philadelphia. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer is live now. Kira, explain.
Jeff, the Philadelphia Zoo is going to vaccinate some of its highest risk animals with experimental vaccines. So the top of that list are primates, basically any animal with biological similarities to humans, then monkeys, big cats, then otters, bears, and more. The animal vaccine was developed by a subsidiary of Pfizer, which develops drugs for animals. Now, they're not really a big concern when it comes to spreading the virus, but the CDC says animals can still get sick. There have been cases reported in big cats and gorillas, even household pets. And here there was an outbreak at the mink farm. The Philadelphia Zoo's director says they're worried and they've been social distancing and taking precautions like face masks with animals at risk. The company making the vaccine is donating more than 11,000 doses to 70 zoos and animal organizations. Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Kira. KSL News Time 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour coming right up. In just a moment.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the American Academy of Pediatrics wants all kids in masks for school in the fall despite their vaccination status. But in Utah, that won't be happening. Utah recently passed a law saying school districts cannot require them. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, this afternoon, search teams recovered the body of a 16-year-old who drowned at Pineview Reservoir yesterday. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have some wet roads in the valley for some much-needed rain that came through. Looks like it's eased and speeds are starting to improve, but you're still going to see some broken up delays scattered northbound I-15 from the point of the mountain to 90th South in Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures in the 90s with scattered thunderstorms around. I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Way up from weeks ago, new COVID infections in the U.S., about 30,000 a day. More than half of the more dangerous Delta variant. About all patients are unvaccinated, say health officials. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear urging younger people to get COVID shots.
We have now had 3 straight weeks of increasing cases. And the rate of that increase is also increasing.
California reporting its highest COVID numbers in months.
Well, many counties here in California are strongly recommending masks be worn in indoor public places again. Los Angeles County is mandating it. California is confirming 14,000 new COVID cases over the weekend and 51 more dead from COVID. Governor Gavin Newsom on the mask rules coming back.
Exhausted by this, in the fits and starts of the CDC, local versus state, regional mandates, guidelines, recommendations, and get vaccinated.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Worries about what the pandemic and the rise in jammed hospitals again can do to the economy sent Wall Street major indexes sharply lower. The Dow lost over 2%, over 700 points. The broader S&P lost 69, the NASDAQ down 152. Afghani workers who aided the U.S. military or diplomatic missions and want to leave their country will be housed temporarily at the Army's Fort Lee, Virginia, while applying for a special visa, says State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
These are brave Afghans and their families, as we have said, whose service to the United States has been certified by the embassy in Kabul and who have completed thorough SIV security vetting processes.
The Biden administration formally blaming China for the big hacking of the Microsoft Exchange email server software and accuses Beijing of working with criminal hackers demanding ransom for a piece of the action. China denies it, accuses the U.S. of cyber attacks. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL in-depth. Three Olympic athletes tested positive for COVID with just days to go till the opening ceremony. One of the cases is a gymnast from Utah. Another, a beach volleyball player, and tennis star Coco Gauff also tested positive. ABC's Lionel Moise says the three athletes can't compete, and it also throws their competitors for a loop.
So the issue is, if one player tests positive, for example, the beach volleyball player, he was supposed to be playing against another country with his partner. So that immediately eliminates the game for both countries. It's a matter of, do they reschedule it or do they cancel it altogether? These athletes have been training their entire lives for this moment. They may not get this moment again. So there's a lot on the line here, but obviously safety is a top priority.
The games kick off Friday morning with opening ceremonies. No spectators, though. You'll see the opening ceremonies on TV Friday night on KSL-TV. It's 520. It's Triple Team Traffic Now. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a crash in Parley's Canyon. This is going to be on the eastbound side of I-80, not far from Lambs Canyon, but they are out of traffic over to the left shoulder. In the valley, rain has come through, soaked the roads, and is easing, but not before causing some slowdowns. If you're southbound I-15, delays from 4500 south to 114th, northbound I-15 from in the Bluffdale, Draper, and parts of Sandy area. Also some slowing now westbound on the 21st South Freeway, 1300 west over to the West Belt. Michelle?
Traffic trooper is also giving us a little more information about this crash in Grantsville. It is near the salt plant. This is westbound I-80 on SR 138. You're going to see some emergency vehicles. Now, for drivers on SR 36, still seeing slowdowns there as well between Lake Point Mills Junction, again, making your way into Tooele. Southbound I-15 also slow between American Fork and Linden. Len?
Coming out of the gates with the Longhorns and traffic northbound on I-15 into Davis County on to Layton, where it's slow to Clearfield. And now some southbound slowing appearing as you make your way from I-84 interchange to Roy and Clinton, just a little below speeds there. Physicians, do you feel confident in your financial plan, your investments? True North Wealth is honored to be serving hundreds of Utah's physicians. That's True North Wealth. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your 7-day forecast and Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, thunderstorms rumbling over central southern Utah have flood warnings in effect in portions of Iron, Kane, and Washington County this afternoon. A few pop-up storms have made it to the Wasatch. Down towards Utah County, we've seen some moderate rain with lightning and thunder. Tonight, 76 for the low, partly cloudy, still an isolated thunderstorm around on Tuesday. Little drier Wednesday, 99 and partly cloudy skies. Most of the storms will be east of the Wasatch. And then we'll increase the chance for more scattered thunderstorms on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Temperatures stay in the upper 90s through the weekend and into next week. Southern Utah more active with a better chance for heavy rains. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 93 degrees and we have developing news on KSL. Lightning and gusty wind is moving through the Salt Lake Valley right now. We're seeing West Valley just now getting hit. There's wind up to 40 miles an hour. Lightning, heavy rain to be expected. The National Weather Service says this significant weather advisory for this thunderstorm cell lasts through 5:30. KSL News Time, 5:22.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Wadsworth Development Group is a third-generation family-owned company that has been developing and managing commercial real estate for 25 years. CEO Kip Wadsworth is here to tell us more.
The single-family, multifamily, and industrial markets are off the charts right now following the COVID pandemic. Fortunately, we have been well-positioned to benefit from the rising tide in these growing asset types. When it comes to office, retail, and hospitality, the story generally isn't as rosy, and fortunately, our financial conservatism has enabled us to endure hardships associated with those project types with no more than a scratch. At Wadsworth Development Group, we provide project development, construction management, and asset and project management services throughout the Intermountain West on behalf of our family, our partners, and our customers. For example, we are a founding partner of the 3,000-acre industrial project called the Salt Lake Global Logistics Center, and it is attracting local, national, and international tenants. Our multifamily projects in downtown Salt Lake and in Heber City will help accommodate rising demand for housing. Our retail project at the Riverwalk Development in Midvale is providing many jobs to support the newly booming post-COVID economy. We love doing our part to help keep Utah's economy strong and vibrant.
As a locally owned business, Wadsworth Development's goal is to improve the quality of life by providing places to live, work, play and eat, and sleep that Utahns can appreciate. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
You see them everywhere. Signs. Now hiring signs, help wanted signs. But wouldn't you like to do more than just help? Are you really looking for a career? Bonneville Salt Lake is hiring across our radio, digital, and TV platforms. Live events, content creation, digital and social media. The possibilities are amazing. So if you want to do more than just help, start a career or bring your experience to the next level. Visit Bonneville.com/careers now. Bonneville.com/careers.
If you're ready to create a unique engagement ring that captures your love story, visit Shane Company. Our jewelry consultants will respect your budget and show you all the possibilities for your engagement ring within your price range. Our ring settings are beautiful, designed by us, and made with uncompromising standards. We have the largest selection of natural diamonds in all the traditional shapes, as well as a deep selection of the trending shapes, including oval, radiant, cushion, and pear. For a unique look, get a colorful gemstone for the center stone. We have sapphires in over a dozen colors, and red rubies, as well as peach morganite and stunning aquamarine. Create your ring today. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, and online at shaneco.com.
We're watching Utah's money. We're watching it disappear after the market today. It plunged as traders worried about rising COVID cases, blunting the economic recovery. The Dow's worst day since October, it fell 725 points, down 2.2%. The S&P wasn't down as much, falling 68 points. The NASDAQ was down 152. KSL Drives, Bird, is trying to keep drunk riders from using their electric scooters. They're starting this Safe Start program, 10 p.m. through 4 a.m. Riders will have to enter a keyword into their app before they can scoot away. NASA is spicing up its space experiments as astronauts attempt to grow red chili peppers on the International Space Station. NASA's grown other crops in space, but this one's more challenging because chilies take longer to grow. KSL News Time, 527.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.